Apology. I don't know, man of Athens. Note reference 1. How you were affected by my accusers. As for me, I was almost carried away by them. They spoke so persuasively, and yet almost nothing they said is true. Among their many falsehoods, however, one especially amazed me, that you must be careful not to be deceived by me, since I'm a dangerously clever speaker, that they aren't ashamed at being immediately refuted by the facts. Once it becomes apparent that I'm not a clever speaker at all, that seems to me most shameless of them, unless, of course, the one they call clever is the one who tells the truth. If that's what they mean, I'd agree that I'm in order, although not one of their sort. No, indeed, rather, just as I claimed, they have said little or nothing true, whereas from me you'll hear the whole truth, but not, by Zeus, man of Athens, expressed in elegant language like theirs, arranged in fine words and phrases. Instead, what you hear will be spoken extemporaneously in whatever words come to mind, and let none of you expect me to do otherwise, for I put my trust in the justice of what I say. After all, it wouldn't be appropriate at my age, gentlemen, to come before